2. The worst was not over. 2 days later, as Caro was finishing morning rounds, Devon Lanehart stopped her in the corridor. Later, Caro would remember that she'd been smiling as she left the room of Hannah Glick, a young woman that Caro had operated on the day before. Dr. Fleischauer, Caro's surgical mentor, had stood back and let Caro perform the entire craniotomy on Ms. Glick, who'd been paralyzed on the right side by a frontal lobe grade 2 astrocytoma. Fleischauer had nodded in approval. The patient could now wiggle her right foot, and the patient's 10-year-old daughter had just declared she wanted to be a doctor when she grew up. These were the moments Caro lived for. "Devon, how are you?" Devon put a hand on Caro's arm and said, "Caro, a word? Come with me. I have to show you something."
"I can't. I have to..."
"You have to come with me. Really. Seriously." Caro looked harder at him. She and Devon, now a board-certified cardiologist, had been friends since med school. They'd dissected cadavers together, studied together, complained together about all the things internships and residency gave you to complain about. Caro and a now-defunct boyfriend had vacationed with Devon and his wife Helen in the Blue Ridge Mountains for one glorious, lecture-free, carefully budgeted weekend. Devon had, during one bad episode with Angelica, loaned Caro money that Ellen had needed. He led her to an empty patient room and closed the door. The dark brown skin around his eyes crinkled with concern. "Are you on Twitter?"
"No, who has the time?"
"Caro, there's been a backlash." She shook her head, bewildered.
"A backlash? Against what?"
"You."
"I don't."
"Word of your sexual harassment accusations against Becker got out. Your accusations and his denial."
She'd half expected that. There had been looks in hallways, embarrassed mostly, but a few accusatory and a few sympathetic.
"Maisie?"
"Most likely. Liars often felt a need to justify themselves to their friends. And what was it that Benjamin Franklin had said? 3 people can keep a secret if 2 of them are dead." Caro had decided to just ignore all looks of every flavor. In a few months, she wouldn't be here anyway. Her fellowship would end, she'd pass her boards, she would work in another city and leave behind Becker, Maisie, and other people's uninformed judgments.
"Devon, just listen, Caro. I need to... You need to know that news of your hearing got onto Twitter, the way everything does nowadays. At first, the tweets were pretty sympathetic, but then other people involved themselves in your story. A lot of other people. Women's rights are undergoing a bad backlash from various men's movements, a few legit, but a lot made up of aggrieved trolls who think that women go around blithely accusing men of sexual misconduct for fun or profit. The trolls seized on a patient of Becker's, a woman whose life Becker saved with a Hail Mary pass operation on a clavichordoma with no good surgical plane. The patient knew enough medicine to realize how dangerous the operation was and how brilliantly Becker performed it. She Facebooked about it, and a troll calling himself Avenger picked it up and had his group run with it. They're a big organization, dedicated to shaming anyone they see as, I'm quoting here, an enemy of good men. As part of the online backlash against Me Too, they decided, you're one of the enemies. These guys delight in taking somebody, anybody, down, and then other people believe what they read and just pile onto the shaming. The tweets and posts about you are terrible and getting worse, and I'm afraid there are a lot of them."
"How many?"
Caro could barely get the 2 words past her throat. Devon took a deep breath. "Over 40 1,000, including retweets and counting.
That can't be.
It is. Let me show you. No.
Caro was seized by a powerful desire to see this thing, whatever it was, without a witness. He seemed to understand.
All right. But if you need to talk later, or any time at all, or if you want to come over tonight and discuss it with Helen and me...
Thanks, Devon. Just tell me how to find these tweets.
Type # Caroline_DocDestroyer. No spaces.
He left her after one reluctant look back over his shoulder. Caro closed the door and stood by the sheetless bed. The room was stark and empty, the monitors silent, the over-the-bed table bare. It took a few fumbles on her phone before she had the tweets. So many tweets. Trying to take down a doctor who saves lives? Let's crucify this bitch. She should be fired. She should never, never operate on a man. She should be disemboweled and burned. Caro S.W., liar, liar, liar. Too many women like her trying to ruin good men.
I like feisty bitches. I'd do her.
Shut up. This is serious. Healthcare in this country sucks.
You shut up, asshole.
Caroline S.W. needs to be thrown out of AMA. Isn't she related to some medical bigwig? Check your privilege, rich white bitch.
Sterilize her so she can't pass on those lying genes.
Protest her.
Yeah, protest.
You can sign petition at Fire Caroline Soames Watkins.
This kind of stuff sucks. Men are the real victims in this country.
Protest tomorrow, Fairley Memorial, Croydon, West Virginia, 8 a.m. Who's in?
I be there.
Me too.
Ha, funny.
Me.
Me.
I live in Croydon, and Dr. Becker operated on my sister. I'll come.
Me.
Me.
Boil CSW in oil. No, get 6 good men and make her...
Caro clicked off her phone, her hand shaking. Tomorrow. A protest against her, outside the hospital. Would anyone actually show up? Would the police be needed? Would there be violence? Because of her.
Caro stood, felt her knees give way, and sat abruptly on the edge of the bed, holding her phone as if it were a bomb.
Many of the vicious tweets had been retweeted. She didn't dare open her Facebook page, unused for months. With Ellen's support, she had managed to regain her equilibrium after the hearing. This was different. No hospital would hire her if she were the cause of a protest that brought cops to the hospital's front steps. All her hopes and dreams, all the years of grueling work, all the loans she'd taken out after her mother disinherited both her and Ellen. Without a good hospital appointment, how would she be able to repay her loans? How could she go on helping Ellen and the children? A neurosurgeon, unlike some other medical practitioners, could not just hang out a shingle and go it alone. All her plans for the future. She wasn't sure how long she sat there. Eventually, the door opened and an aide bustled in.
What are you doing in...
Oh, sorry, doctor.
We have to ready this room now for an incoming patient.
Yes, of course, yes. Caro wasn't even sure what she was saying, but her legs, more stable than her emotions, stood and began moving her toward the door, toward she couldn't imagine what.